Once again, beware the forecasters. Let me take the problem one step higher up. As I mentioned earlier, plenty of fashionable models attempt to explain the genesis of extremistan. In fact, they're grouped into two broad classes, but there are occasionally more approaches. The first class includes the simple rich get richer or big get bigger style model that is used to explain the lumping of people around cities, the market domination of Microsoft and VHS instead of Apple and Betamax, the dynamics of academic reputations, etc. The second class concerns what are generally called percolation models, which address not the behavior of the individual, but rather the terrain in which he operates. When you pour water on a porous surface, the structure of that surface matters more than does the liquid. When a grain of sand hits a pile of other grains of sand, how the terrain is organized is what determines whether there'll be an avalanche. Most models, of course, attempt to be precisely predictive, not just descriptive. I find this infuriating. There are nice tools for illustrating the genesis of extremistan, but I insist that the generator of reality doesn't appear to obey them closely enough to make them helpful in precise forecasting. At least to judge by anything you find in the current literature on the subject of extremistan. Once again, we face grave calibration problems, so it would be a great idea to avoid the common mistakes made while calibrating a nonlinear process. Recall that nonlinear processes have greater degrees of freedom than linear ones, with the implication that you run a great risk of using the wrong model. Yet once in a while, you run into a book or articles advocating the application of models from statistical physics to reality. Beautiful books like Philip Ball's illustrate and inform, but they shouldn't lead to precise quantitative models. Don't take them at face value. But let us see what we can take home from these models.
This ends Disc 11.